With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to reestablish high-level military-to-military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
It's seen as a sign of warming relations between the two countries since President Trump took office and sought to end the war in Ukraine. The agreement emerged from a meeting between senior Russian and American military officials in the UAE. Meanwhile, the last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the U.S. expired Thursday. The START treaty dates back more than half a century to the Cold War and set limits on each country's missiles, launchers, and strategic warheads. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The medical journal JAMA Oncology reports cancer patients did not fare as well during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Cancer patients diagnosed during the COVID-19 pandemic had worse short-term survival rates than a similar group before the pandemic, regardless of the stage at diagnosis. COVID-19 forced many to postpone cancer screenings, impacting early detection and treatment. COVID-19 itself was especially dangerous to patients already weakened by cancer. Researchers worked to filter out deaths mainly attributed to the coronavirus so they could see if other factors played a role. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Investigators believe the missing mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie is still out there, but they have not identified any suspects. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos also said Thursday that DNA tests show blood found on Nancy Guthrie's porch is hers. He said, right now, we believe Nancy is still out there. We want her home. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 592. This is SRN News. There will be two halftime shows on Super Bowl Sunday.
Turning Point USA, founded by the late Charlie Kirk, will offer alternative entertainment during the break in the big game this year. The organization is hoping Americans will switch channels at the half to enjoy performances by Kid Rock and a bevy of country music stars on TPUSA's YouTube channel, Hulu, or other outlets. The show is being offered as an alternative to the official halftime show with rapper Bad Bunny, which will reportedly be a tribute to, quote, queer icons. Michael Harrington reporting.
9 men accused of carrying out a deadly attack on Christian villages in north-central Nigeria last year have been arraigned before a federal court this week. More than 150 people died in the incident. The defendants are being charged with 57 counts of terrorism and could be sentenced to death or life imprisonment if convicted. Nigeria is in the grip of a complex security crisis. This is SRN News. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-ditch effort from California Republicans to block Proposition 50 after the state's voters approved a new congressional map favoring Democrats.
Disappointing, but unfortunately expected.
Will O'Neill is the chair of the Orange County Republican Party.
This is the example where you have something that they say is legal, but it's wrong. We know that millions of Californians are going to be disenfranchised with these new gerrymandered lines. We believe very strongly that at least one of the districts was based on racial lines up in the Central Valley. But we certainly know that some of these lines were written and drawn specifically for politicians who voted for it.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
Pizza Hut plans to close 250 U.S. restaurants in the first half of this year as its parent company considers a sale of the chain. Yum! Brand is targeting in underperforming Pizza Hut restaurants. More at SRNnews.com.